This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour of What's On Your Mind, Friday free-for-all in the first half of this hour, and then we're going to talk about measure number three. I have a little snarky text on measure three that I better respond to here, huh? Snarky needs response, right, Tom? Better do that, for sure. Also, I need to tell you this hour of the program, we are brought to you by our friends at Titan Outlet Store, where if you tell them Scott sent you, they're going to take 11% off. I think that's worth doing it when you're buying a piece of iron that's, 100 grand or so, right? And I bought myself one I wanted to talk about because it's brand new. It's a 2013, so it's aged inventory, but it's new. It's never been used. Case IH 1255 planner. So if you like those, you're in the market for a new planner, or maybe, you know, that's the brand you like, and you'd like another one, 11% off when you tell them Scott sent you. It's 24 rows, 30-inch spacing, front fold, two-point hitch, drive clutch. As the fertilizer with the tank bulk fill that gets you 22 gallons per minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor on that baby. And if you want to check it out, give them a call right now, 218-233-3700, 218-233-3700, or go online to TitanOutletStore.com, TitanOutletStore.com. And remember, tell them Scott sent you, you get the 11% off deal. Oh, baby. Is that a good deal or what? I hope you like that deal. Anything for our fine listeners here. Just a new poll that just came out in Ohio that has Donald Trump leading 44.8% to Hillary Clinton's 44.6%. Gary Johnson now fading to the twos and Jill Stein less than 1%, as inevitably happens as you get to the 11th hour here. So we're 18 days away. Ohio, Florida, Nevada, Maine, Iowa, and there's at least one other state that I'm forgetting, all states that Obama won twice that are right now either just like this, dead heat, Trump with a slight lead, all of them within the margin of error. But nobody's really talking about it. They're talking about, you know, nationwide polls that have 4 or 5 points or 6 points or more difference between the two. That's the story. That is the story. Anyway, I'm going to hush up here and get to your comments on what's on your mind. Where is this text? I do want to do that. If you want to text us, 701-226-8503. Funny to hear Scott talk negative about out-of-state influence on the DAPL protest immediately after promoting Marcy's Law, which is being pushed by out-of-state interests. First of all, I wasn't promoting Marcy's Law. What I was saying is we're going to talk about Marcy's Law today on the program, measure number three at the bottom of the hour, and I told you what I think about it. And how I plan to vote. I mean, that's just what I do. I give my opinion. So, I didn't talk about the out-of-state interest because I think that's a really popular thing for people that are against it to push, but it doesn't really mean anything to me. I want to know, what will it do? How would it change things? Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? You know, it's really fun when you're running campaigns that all these out-of-state interests. And a lot of times it's liberals and left-leaning folks who say that, and these are the folks who have candidates who are constantly funded by out-of-state interest. So they're the hypocrites. Now, does that make me... So first of all, I reject that as being an argument against that. I mean, whether it's happened or not, or you know, somebody from somewhere else wants this to happen here like it's other places, don't care. I care about, is it a good idea or a bad idea? I think for myself. I don't just automatically go, oh, you're right, there's somebody else from outside once. Okay, I don't like it now. It's just not how I work. You know, but to me, it seems like apples and oranges is what this person's trying to compare in the way of out-of-state influence with the Dakota Access Pipeline, because we're led to believe that, you know, these poor people at Standing Rock have the potential of their water being harmed, have been, as an earlier caller pointed out, trampled on as it comes to the, you know, their rights on tribal lands when, in fact, it isn't on tribal lands. And in fact, even to the water, the intake is being moved, so when this pipeline's operational, it won't even impact the water for tribes. So the arguments that you've heard from so many people go away. Meanwhile, what do we have? We have people who've come here, to further a cause of ending fossil fuels. I was just reading during the break, because I posted that map I told you I would, on where the people arrested have come from and everywhere else. I mean, there's a very small percentage of these folks that have come from North Dakota. The plates in the encampment, like 10%. But I found there's a couple of groups. But Keep It in the Ground is one of the big ones. Earth Justice is the one that's funding a lot of the things going on. But Keep It in the Ground, they're out there. They have their little trailer with the solar panels on it, the whole deal. Do you want to insert a little orchestra? It's got a nice music. Let's keep it going. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. Keep It in the Ground. They're talking about a strategy, if you will, and you know what you need to do, and giving the agitators, the eco-terrorists, the playbook here. And they say, you need to revoke the social and political license of carbon-intensive industries to operate in the political economy. I'll let you read it for yourself on my Facebook page if you want to, but let me break that down. Any company in the energy industry can't operate for them. They want to shut it down. You know how many jobs that would be? Just the oil and gas industry is, what, like 45,000? And, you know, you got the coal industry, another, what, 10, 15, 20? I mean, what our economy would look like under their way is the dark ages. Here's another one they want us to do. Make militant direct action the organizing strategy, not just a tool in the toolbox. Oh, I see. They want militant movements like in Serbia when they were ousting their leaders there, in Bolivia, and in Seattle, shut down the World Trade Organization, sent it into a tailspin. Militant direct action. That's how you build a real movement. Oh, warm and fuzzy, these guys. Find that whole thing, if you want it, on my Facebook page, along with a map of where these folks come from, okay? Let's get back to the phones, find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, Jamie and Hazen. Go.
Hey, Scott, I was just calling about, listening to your one caller about the thing in Grand Forks at Walmart. Now, does that work two ways? If I'm offended by their headwear, do they got to take it off? And then, are you there?
I am. That's an interesting point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause
good question for the Walmart
officials. Yeah, friends that died over there. Or people I knew. So would that be offensive to me?
I wonder if someone you know, worked at Walmart that was a practicing believing Catholic that did not believe in birth control. When someone brings birth control across, can they go, "Hey, over here, you need to scan this for me"? You know, that's where I think we tend to not do these things both ways. But you have a very good point on the going down there. I mean, you ought to be preaching tolerance, not if that offends you, you tell me, and by golly, we'll make them cover it up. You know.
Well, it's a free country, and that's the part they don't understand, and freedom of religion. So I respect their headwear. So I guess I don't know how to put it. But the reason I was called, did anyone else catch that? Anyone else has called that Hillary admitted that Obama was Muslim last night? How would he get across the Muslim band?
Yeah. I'm not sure that was an admission. I think that was her attempt at humor. That didn't go over too well. Nice hearing from you, Jamie. Appreciate the call. May in Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, Hovind and Burgum want the Republicans to support them, but they are not doing a real good job of supporting our Republican presidential nominee. It looks like they must want a Hillary administration. Look how the Democrats support her regardless of what she is. It seems like the Republican Party needs to work together, or it will be so divided it'll be hard to be fixed.
What should they do? What do you want to hear from, your local? You're talking about Senator Hovind. You're talking about the candidate for governor on the Republican ticket, Doug Burgum.
Right.
Kevin
Cramer. They will not come out. They say they will vote for him, but they really are not supporting him, just like some of the rest of the Republicans. And, everybody needs to get together. You know, it is true the Democrats support Hillary regardless, and we all know what she is. So it just isn't right.
I'd like every politician in North Dakota to be a little more Kevin Cramer-like, to tell you the truth, because, you know, Kevin...
Yes.
in the
yes,
case of
like
Donald,
Kevin.
Kevin has not said, I agree with everything Donald Trump said or done. He's not
saying
that.
Well, but he's, none of us can.
Yeah, but he's maintained his support for him and talked about, you know, the difference it would be. So I don't disagree. I think bold is necessary in the times in which we live. Good points, May. Thank you. Dan and Bismarck at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm not Catholic, but if I were, I'd be hanging my head in shame this morning. Last night, Cardinal Dolan, whom you referred to as a rock star, they're yucking it up with Hillary Clinton like they're best friends. The day after she completely authorized or endorsed partial birth abortion, I cannot imagine a religious leader sitting down with Adolf Hitler and yucking it up for the sake of a charity. I think he was way out of bounds. He missed a golden opportunity at that point to say to the Catholics of this country, if you vote for this woman, you're making a huge mistake.
He wouldn't do that to shame her. But I share your frustration without question, but I think I'll tell you if Cardinal Dolan is here how he'd answer your question when we come back.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Say, I know how these Somalis operate. When I was a city bus driver, I had a gentleman come on who was had a CNI dog with him, and the Somalis are scared to death of dogs. And by federal law, he is allowed to ride the bus. He's protected by federal law. This Somali student came on there and started screaming at me, saying I should make this man leave, that he cannot be on the bus. When I explained to him that he could be on the bus, This guy got really upset, said he was going to report me and everything else. And so anyway, I said, hey, fine, report me. If you don't like it, you get off the bus. But the man who is visually impaired and his seeing eye dog are staying. It's up to you. Make your choice. Get on or get off. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome other calls at 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me tell you about clean coal. Can we talk about that a moment? Is there such a thing? Of course. Is it getting better every single day? Absolutely. Is the industry pouring billions of dollars to make it better? Without a doubt. Now, meanwhile, you have a lot of interests that want to stop it. They want to stop it dead in its tracks. They don't want new coal plants built. They don't want new investments into technology. They don't want any of it because they want to eliminate it as a fuel source. What would that mean for you? Higher power bills. The utility you pay for power, your heat, your lights, gone. All right? By gone, I mean, you know, for one, they love them gone. They love the source gone. And the cost to skyrocket. Find out the facts on this. It's a great website we talk about often here. It is the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And the website is secureenergyfuture.org. Three words, secureenergyfuture.org, okay? You go there, you sign up. Number one, it lets your elected leaders know, hey, I like affordable energy. I like reliable energy. I don't like the war on coal. I don't like what the government is trying to do to this industry. I stand with them. That's important, right? Very important to let politicians know that. But it also arms you with information on these discussions. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Let's go to Dave Dickinson next. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hi, sir.
Our state is the leader in, one of the leaders in drone technology, right?
Absolutely we are, yeah.
Well, they want to practice flying them drones. Let's get one of them drones flying over that area there where they're protesting. They can see at night. They can see through the storms, rain, anything, snow, sleet, fog. And then when they spot people going across on public land, mutilating cattle, butchering them, whatever they're doing, they can track those people back to where they go, film it, video it, and then they can be prosecuted, identified, and they should be flying over there 24/7. Just like putting a camera on a school bus, the kids settle down. Let them know they're being watched. And then let's watch it on TV.
Well, I first of all, do you know that's not happening?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I
hope it is happening. I hope they got them armed with them non-lethal bean bags, and then when they go over there and shoot a cow, one goes down and bean bags them.
That'd be one way to protect the cattle down there, which is, you know, by the way, where's the Humane Society? It doesn't, you know, anytime there's, you know, mistreatment of animals, they love press conferences and want to change our laws and come in here freaking out about everything, telling ranchers how to run things. Where are they? Why the silence from the Humane Society over what's happening down there right now?
If you go over by Yellowstone and you shoot a wolf, I'll guarantee you within 20 minutes, somebody from Fish and Game will be there, and they'll have a video of you shooting that wolf.
Because they're using drone technology to keep an eye on the...
They got cameras somewhere.
Yeah, interesting. I think our law enforcement are equipped with the tools that they need, and that would include drone technology. To the degree they're using it, I don't know. I know this. There are individuals. I heard a story of... from, I forget who, about some of the quote-unquote watchmen that are trying to guard over the lawlessness of the encampments were using them, and anytime they would see, you know, private security from DAPL or others send drones out, sometimes illegally, because they have to be registered now to be able to use them, and using, putting them very, literally like covering right down to a vehicle. So they're being used on all sides out there, I believe. But good suggestion, Dave. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. We're going to talk Marcy's Law and measure number 3 coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So your questions or comments, welcome on that. But in the meantime, anything on your mind, lay it on us. Text us at 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or do what Martha did. Pick up the phone and call 258-0550. Martha, what's on your mind? Hi,
well,
Martha, are you there?
Martha, what's on your mind?
I am here. I am Native American, and I work at yes. I drive back and forth to Bismarck, from Bismarck to 48. And I guess personally, I've never really seen Chinatown. I've never seen anything about. I listen to your radio station, and you say that there's people that are being stopped and buses are being being stopped, but everybody on God's green earth today has a cell phone. Okay, where's the pictures? And then you just really say on the God, terms that you first you report, oh, there's 300 people that are protesting, and then it turns out to 200 people, and then 100 people. You can't make up your mind, or these people just automatically disappear or something from the aliens or something. I mean, really, you know, I think this radio station is totally freaking biased. And another fact is, the Corps of Engineers.
So, well, first of all, when you're talking about, let me just take a couple of these things. When you mentioned the concerns over buses or people being stopped, those were firsthand accounts from ranchers that we sat down.
Okay, well, okay. Where's the pictures at? Where's the documentation? Where's the source?
So
that's
they made,
what I want to know.
Are you saying they made it up? They're lying? Is that what you're alleging?
I have listened to this when it first started. I work in 48. I drive back and forth every freaking day. I've never seen anything to...
Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Buses being stopped and ranchers being harassed. I've never seen that on the way back.
Okay, dump it.
Now,
language is getting out of hand here, unfortunately. Happy to have a conversation, but they can't let you go 4 or 5 times.
Close
to the line, and then ultimately getting to the line in the language. I would just respectfully ask, you know, 140 arrests now, the rap sheets on those individuals.
The ranchers are all lying?
Yeah, because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't
happen. It was the aliens, like she said, right?
Like Sorry. Us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Friends, have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. Listen up. You tell them Scott sent you, you're going to save 11% right now. That's right. Say, I heard about it from Scott and save 11% at Titan Outlet Store. Shop now at TitanOutletStore.com. Check out a brand new 2013 Case IH 1255 planner. 24-row, 30-inch spacing. Save big money right now on this planner. Check it out. Case IH, new 2013 1255 planner. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958. 9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
USA is the place where you can help America fuel better. That's what they do every day, by fueling up at a PetroServe USA location near you. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields, and Main Streets win all throughout North Dakota. That's what they love to do at PetroServe USA. They can also get you a great meal at a great price. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza all day long. Four items, $4. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies, two 20-ounce drinks. I'm sorry, a 20-ounce drink, two cookies, and a Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. Four items. My math is bad today. $4. How about that? At PetroServe USA. And they also give away a lot of money, $50,000 in PetroServe USA cards, but you got to register every week to be in this week's drawing. So get registered, okay? You Marry Monday. Coming up on Monday, we'll be joined by Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter of the University of Mary. Knowing your history, do you know your history? How can that help you, knowing your history? I'm looking forward to that conversation. These guys do a great job of tackling some really interesting topics. Tuesday, we're going to be live at the Village Inn on 13th Avenue South, right at the Fargo-West Fargo border, for a talk radio town hall with Doug Burgum, the Republican candidate for governor, and free pie. Yeah, I know. And Village Inn has great pie. Yes, free pie. We're going to do a little pie social. Between 9 and 11, the whole show, Tuesday. So come on by. And if you haven't yet met Doug Burgum, a chance to meet Doug and have some free pie and see the show and all of that fun stuff on Tuesday, 9 until 11. Wednesday, I'll be up in Watford City, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Counties, Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Annual meeting is happening at the brand-new Rough Rider Center in Watford. So we'll be there for that on Wednesday next week as we count down to Election Day. All right. We're going to switch gears here and talk a little bit about Measure 3. We promised to tackle, on your behalf, all of the measures on the ballot before Election Day and give you an opportunity to ask your questions. Kathleen Wrigley is the chair of the Measure 3 Marcy's Law Committee and joins us today on the program to chat about this Measure 3 and also answer any questions you might have. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Can you just start at the very basics of what Measure 3, why is it needed here? What does it do?
Well, I have been asked to chair this important measure for all North Dakotans. I have been entrusted with this chairperson role and I take that trust very, very serious. This process is an arduous process to get something into the state constitution, a measure on the ballot. For the people, all of the people, to vote on whether they think it's important enough to have this amended into the our state's constitution. When a person is arrested for a crime, they always have they know that they have constitutional rights. Anyone who's arrested for a crime will have constitutional rights. On the other hand, if a person becomes a crime victim, and any one of us can at any moment, as we, you know, watch the news every single night, anyone can become a crime victim, and crime victims do not have constitutional rights in North Dakota. There are 32 other states in our nation that do have some sort of elevated rights for crime victims into their constitution. North Dakota is not one of them. I actually was surprised to hear that, and the more I talk to people across the state, people are surprised to hear that the people's document, the constitution, does not include victims' rights, crime victims' rights. And so I was asked to chair this measure. It's called Marcy's Law for North Dakota, Measure 3 on the ballot. I was asked to chair this because these are fundamental rights for crime victims that deserve to be in the people's document, the Constitution. The whole purpose of the Constitution is to protect people, protect people's rights. And it's not currently in the Constitution. So these rights are pretty fundamental. They're basic: to be notified, to be heard, and to be free from harassment. Those rights for crime victims are not currently in our state's constitution, and they ought to be.
Now, one example of that is this woman from New Rockford that has been in the ads. Tell us about her story. What as an example of what you're trying to fix here, tell us about her story.
Okay, I will. Pam Perleberg's brother was at a wedding reception, sitting in the wrong place at the wrong time, just sitting at a wedding reception next to a woman whose ex-boyfriend or ex-husband, I'm not sure of the details, came in and shot and killed her brother Donnie, Pam Perleberg's brother Donnie, at this wedding reception. After the murder and Donnie's funeral, the process began of the family was thrust into the criminal justice system, and they were not getting phone calls back. They very much wanted to be a part of the criminal justice, the proceedings for this person accused of killing Donnie, because they wanted to inject Donnie's his memory. There's no one sitting at the prosecutor's table, so they wanted to be there every step of the way. And they want it for in Donnie's memory and for their own, you know, dignity and respect. And so they wanted to be there, and they were not getting phone calls back. The state's attorney was not even letting the victim witness person know what was going on. The victim's family, Donnie's family, the Perleberg family, their phone calls and their requests for information went completely ignored. And they even were hung up on at one point. And so when they were trying to reach out for information, and through mutual friends, this Pam Perleberg from Fargo, the brother of the sister of this victim, reached out to me and said, how did you get, I know you've gone through this with your family. How did you even navigate the system? And she was reaching out to me just on a personal level. I told her about Marcy's Law for North Dakota, which became Measure 3 on the ballot. And I said, you have an open case. I don't ever expect for you to get involved, but hopefully help is on the way for your family. And she's a very brave, courageous woman. I give her a lot of credit. She stood up, and she stood at the press conference when we were announcing this initiative back last December, a year ago. And she stood up with us, and she has vociferously spoken in support of victims' rights to be elevated to the constitutional level. And she and her family all of a sudden started getting phone calls back from the state's attorney, and they were there, they were heard every step of the way. So it took for her to stand up publicly in support and partnering with us on this important measure for her to start getting the fundamental rights that are in Marcy's Law, for her to start hearing back from the state's attorney's office, for her to her family to be heard at certain junctures of the process. These fundamental rights that are in Marcy's Law, she was being ignored before she publicly stood up in support of this measure, of this initiated measure for victims' rights. And all of a sudden, everything changed for her because she stood up publicly.
Right, but she shouldn't even, that should have been the standard operating procedure. That's why it seems to me am I missing something when I say, look, if I'm a victim of a crime, I ought to be told when the person that did it is coming to court, and I ought to have a right to be heard, not just have a copy of the police report in the proceedings, but rather sit down and I want to be heard because I'm the one that actually got offended here, whatever that was, and that really is pretty basic and simple, and that's what this does, right? It just says give me a notification of when that person's going to be in the court process and where they're at, and let me be heard, right?
And this happens, our law enforcement and the people within the system, most of the time, and a lot of the time, I don't know, this happens. Victims are, kept abreast of what's going on. But you know what, Scott? It's not happening all the time. I have been crisscrossing the state in this last year, listening to victims, not just from Cass County, not just from Burleigh County, not just from McLean County, but victims from all across the state who have shared their stories of how these fundamental rights were completely ignored in their case. And it is time for every single crime victim in our state to have these fundamental rights in the Constitution.
If you have questions or comments for Kathleen, they're certainly welcome today. We're talking Measure 3, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Text Welcome to Todd at 701-226-8503. Barb, traveling Highway 200 today. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to give a little input on this. I was attacked in my home on December 10th, 1991. And me and my daughter were taken from my home by ambulance to the hospital. We then had to stay at the Abused Adult Resource Center for 3 weeks. This man who attacked me, we did press charges on it. He also attacked my 12-year-old daughter. And I felt that it was in her best interest to press the charges and let her know that this is not right. They did catch him. They did arrest him, but I never knew when he went to court. I didn't have any input on how the court proceedings went. And then later I found out that he did a plea bargain and had to leave the state. After that, I heard from one of his relatives that he was also arrested in Utah for beating up a woman there and ended up in prison for a year. It's not right. Women, no matter who you are, if you are in this kind of domestic abuse or violence, you should have the right to know when they're going to court. You should have the right to speak up in your own defense. And that's all I got to say.
Barb, thank you so much for sharing your story. It takes a lot of courage for people, victims of crime, to stand up and to come to me and tell me. That's why I say, when I say people have entrusted me with this, it is an honor and it's very touching, and I take it very serious to stand up and hear people and speak on their behalf, because it's you against the system is what it feels like.
We need to take a break. Barb, thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Barb.
I agree with Kathleen. Thanks for being brave and sharing your story. And I just thought when you told that story and talk about December 10th, 1991, it clearly is that vivid to you still, and just gives you an idea what the victims of crimes go through. So that's what this is about. More calls when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Weekend is here, and usually, sometimes, once in a while, you get maybe just a little bit more sleep on the weekend than you would during the week. How are you sleeping these days? Are you getting a good sleep? You really need to, you know. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to my sleep is my pillow. Try it. Todd has one, too. We love them. And they've been gracious enough to give us the best deal they've ever offered. The premium offer means the four-pack special is now $99.98, and you get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Think about this now for gift-giving. You have four pillows coming. You buy them for $99.98. You keep one of those premium pillows for yourself, and maybe you give one to your lovely spouse and the travel pillows for the kids when they're off at college or whatever. It's a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Savings of 50% when you do that, or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Kathleen Riglich here of the Measure 3, Marcy's Law effort. And texter says, Scott, many lawyers, prosecutors, and defenders former judges, even victims' rights advocacy groups have come out against Measure 3 because it is a bad law funded solely by a liberal, eccentric California millionaire. Even the lawyer who originally sponsored it is now against it. Answer honestly, if Kathleen Wrigley wasn't the sponsor, would you still be pushing it so hard? Well, interesting. I don't know that I've been pushing it so hard. I've said on the air that it seems like a no-brainer to me for the reasons I said. If I'm a victim, I want to be notified. If I'm a victim, I want a right to be heard. Simple as that. I absolutely 100% adore Kathleen Wrigley. I'm guilty as charged on that. but that wouldn't, you know, Kathleen wouldn't say, Scott, vote for it because I'm for it, right? We're both smarter than that. I wouldn't do that. She wouldn't expect that of me. I wouldn't expect that of her. So that's sort of silly. But what about his charge that, you know, the lawyers are against it, the judges are against it? You know, what about that, Kathleen?
Okay. Here's the deal. There are lawyers and advocates and law enforcement on both sides of this issue, and they are all well-intentioned. I will say that they all have victims, at the forefront, the people within the system. But here's the deal. Don't listen to Kathleen Wrigley, who's chairing this. Don't listen to lawyers or a former judge who's against this and opposes Measure 3 and calling it the nickname amendment, for crying out loud. That's the most offensive thing. I could spend the rest of this program talking about the Drew Shedin National Sex Offender Registry, the Adam Walsh Act, the Megan's Law, the Brady Act, I could go down the list, Amber Alert, all these victims' family members who have taken a horrible tragedy and been brave enough to lend their name to help other people not go through what their families have suffered through. And so that's very offensive when I hear the opposition call this the nickname amendment. As far as a liberal billionaire, I don't know what his politics are. I often even forget his name because I don't know who this person is, except that he has taken a terrible tragedy in his own family when his sister was murdered, and he saw the murderer was let out on bail unbeknownst to his family, and he and his mother came face to face with this person in a grocery store the week after or a couple weeks after her murder. He is wealthy. He's wealthy, and he's taking his own personal wealth to help in 8 states on the ballot this November to help constitutionalize victims' rights so that other victims of crime, other family members don't have to go through what he and his family have suffered through. That's what this man is doing. I'm not defending anything about him other than the fact that he has suffered and he's trying. He has got no gain to himself or his family other than to try and make it better for other people.
My advice to folks is just think. Don't when you listen to people say, you know, it's a nickname law or it's an out-of-state billionaire, just think. Think for yourself. What does it do? Do I like it? Do I not like it? Right? I mean, is it an improvement on the situation
also,
now or not? And that's what I've done. I don't pay attention to the noise.
If you don't want to listen to Kathleen Wrigley, don't listen to what I have to say about it. If you don't want to listen to the opposition, don't. I'm imploring people not to listen to either the supporters of the opposition. I'm telling people, listen to the victim.
Yeah.
Listen to the 4-year-old pornography victim who was, their family was traipsed back and forth to court without any notice that it was going to be continued. And then they would get to court and it would be continued, and for no other reason than the defense attorney was not ready. Listen to the rape victim in McLean County, who can't even talk to me on the phone. Her sister has been calling me and talking to me on the phone. She spent an entire year not being notified of her rapist her ex-boyfriend broke into her house and raped her for 5 hours. By gunpoint, she was bound and tied together in front of 2 of her children. And the state's attorney didn't even connect with her or return her phone call until 2 days before the trial.
We are running short on time here, and I'm not going to be able to get to any more of the calls. It's okay, but I just want to ask you quickly. One of the texters asked the cost. I mean, and that's something you hear. What is it going to cost? Can you quickly answer that?
The fiscal note that was brought by the legislature was brought by people who within the system that are opposed to this constitutional measure. So the cost is gravely inflated, number one. Number two, Marcy's cards that law enforcement will give out to victims, which gives them the information to opt in. The onus is on the victim to opt into the system.
Right. So
they can
once they have that,
they have
very,
a choice.
Very good points. We'll have to do another one of these before Election Day just so folks have all the facts. We're out of time. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.